practice at.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Bob.
I think it was Mac Jones made his first career start against Arkansas last year. I guess he was a bit of an unknown, unknown quantity at that time. Well, what do you remember about that game and how he was able to build on that to become the player he is now?
Well, I think the experience that Matt got last year after Tua got hurt probably was very, very helpful in his growth and development and maturity as a player. I think, you know, knowledge and experience is always beneficial to players, and what Matt got last year, I think, certainly made him realize what it takes to play, quarterback, at the highest level in college football, and a very difficult league in the SEC, and I think that probably, made him, created an awareness for him in the offseason of what he needed to do to prepare physically and mentally, for this season. So I think, all those things, contributed very positively to, Mac's development and how he's played this year.
Well, when he put up those numbers he did against Arkansas, which obviously, wasn't playing real well last year, but do you remember thinking, wow, this guy could be our starter moving forward,
Well, I always had confidence in Mac. He had the opportunity to play behind a couple of really good players here, and I think he learned a lot and took advantage of that. And I think, Mac is a great story to me to, spend 3 years, developing as a player behind, Tua, Jalen Hurt, and people like that, and took advantage of every rep in terms of how it enhanced his development, and was willing to have the patience and persistence to wait his turn and then be ready to take advantage of it when it came. And I think that's almost something that's a little bit unique for, college players now, but, Mac epitomizes it really in terms of how he developed through his career.
Thanks.
Next is Gene Fernetti of the Florida Times Union.
Hey, Coach. There have been more SEC games this year that have reached a 75-point combined threshold than in any other year. How much of that do you just attribute to, having some very high-powered offenses in the league, but also possibly this unusual year putting defenses a little bit behind the eight ball early on?
Well, I think it's probably a combination of both. I think there are some really good offenses. I think there's some really good quarterbacks. I think, people are doing a really good job offensively, taking advantage of, rules of RPOs, blocking downfield on pass plays, caught behind the line of scrimmage. This has created a different style of play offensively, which is very difficult to defend. But I also think that just our experience here over the summer when we weren't allowed to work with our players, offensive players could go out and actually run plays on air, run pass patterns on air, develop timing and do things. But, defensive players have to react to some things somebody does on offense, and we can have no face-to-face, contact with players all through the summer. I think it had a greater impact on the defensive players than it did the offensive players.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Brooks Tobin of the Advocate.
This season with roster management, I'm wondering how different it is. I mean, with even the ability to re-recruit some seniors who might normally have, no eligibility left, and knowing that you only have 85 scholarships to have on your team. So I'm curious how you approach that.
Well, I haven't really talked to our seniors, yet about anybody who wants to come back. We would welcome anybody that would want to come back. We have quite a few juniors who may go out for the draft. So this is something that, I've told the players that after we play on December 19th, we'll spend some time addressing it before we move on in whatever direction that we move on in from there. So it's something that I have not addressed. I've thought about it a lot, but but I've not addressed it with the players or the team. But I could see some benefit for some of the players to come back, and I could see that it could cause some roster management problems relative to how many players you recruit.
Yeah, I've talked to the other coaches on this conference, and it seems like, you know, everybody seems to be in a different spot. Some are playing with fewer than 85, others. I know recently it kind of got more rigid with the how you can only get 25 in 1 year and such. I mean, are there still things to work through, and what do you think could benefit teams in the future?
Well, I think that a couple things with roster management. I mean, if we're going to make it so guys can transfer whenever they want, I think we've already done that with graduates, guys that graduate. I think you ought to get, if you have a guy that graduates, you've done your sort of job with the player. He's developed in your program. He's got another year of eligibility. He graduated from school. If he chooses to go someplace else, you ought to be able to replace that initial. I think with more and more players going out early for the draft, you know, some kind of way, if those players leave school early in good standing academically, maybe you should be able to replace those so that you can get to the 85 number. And I think, you know, teams that have good players, like the teams in our league, the top teams in our league, they're probably going to be more susceptible to losing players than, you know, maybe some other teams. So, and I do think it's going to be difficult for some of us to get to 85 if we don't get some relief, you know, some kind of way on some of those things.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
That's all of our time. Thank you. Thank you for your words about Cooper.